on the verge of manhood, just 16 years old, signed on to an adventure that seemed brave and bold. A perilous journey few others might do, to travel 8 days in an 8-man canoe. The plan seemed mythic, manly, and gritty. To paddle from Canada to New York City. From Champlain, we cast off, clearer than glass, then no one in sight once a few days had passed. Surrounded by nature, feeling wild and free, the hint of real danger appealing to me. Through ice crystal lakes, raging rivers and streams, level 5 rapids and dense evergreens. 8 days on the water, alive in my mind. 8 days on the water, frozen in time. We felt small, yet large, thinking that when we reached that far shore, it would define us as men. 16 arms paddled through all types of weather, and as the days passed, we bonded together. We dove in the water to keep us refreshed, sensing new muscles on our shoulders and chests. We moved north to south, and the landscape devolved. The mountains less fearsome, the trees not as tall. More and more houses dotted the shore, and large motorboats that we couldn't ignore. But we paddled on with undaunted might, feeling our victory was finally in sight. 8 days on the water, alive in my mind. 8 days on the water, frozen in time. And after a week, our battle seemed won. Manhattan's skyline loomed in the sun. The buildings of Wall Street denser than forest, and millions of people moving around us. Yet the Hudson and the East were sad shades of brown, and just as much garbage as fish floated round. The conquest of nature, which we thought was good fun, was a zero-sum game. The humans had won. I wish I could say that I had these deep thoughts, but nothing was noticed, so nothing forgot. I was blinded by youth, as most of us are, and awed by the structures, the bridges, and cars. 8 days on the water, alive in my mind. 8 days on the water, frozen in time. And now, so many years later, I stand on a shore, older and wiser, I can no longer ignore. I think of that journey, and now understand my innocence lost and nature's command, both gone forever, and not to return. Our abuse of nature, we still haven't learned. To return to an Eden may seem like a dream, but I still believe, because I've already been. Yes, I still believe, because I've already been. 8 days on the water, alive in my mind. 8 days on the water, frozen. Alive in my mind. 8 days on the water, frozen.